الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host or your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Today's program, our discussion will be today, is basically the power of forgiveness. And a lot of what I've been reading over the last few weeks, or discussing the last few weeks, basically comes from the Islamic City. .org, very good website that have a lot of good information, and so a lot of what I've been talking about I pull from that resource or that source. So let's get started. We're talking about the power of forgiveness. In summary, this particular hadith, or saying from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, is about the dispute between Abu Bakr, the Prophet, may peace be upon him, his father-in-law, very close to him, in this world and the next, and also his other companion, which was Umar. It's also very close to him, and very strong Sahaba or companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and gave a lot to the faith of Islam. You can read about them. It's part of your assignment or homework. It's read about them and find out more about these information about these two individuals, particularly their administrative style or how they looked after the people. I talked about them before in some of my previous episodes. You can go back and listen to episodes and you'll learn more about these two great individuals that had a moment where they got into a dispute with each other. And so it was related by Abu Darda. There was a dispute between Abu Bakr and Umar. And Abu Bakr made Umar angry. So Umar left angrily. Abu Bakr followed him, requested him to ask forgiveness of Allah for him. But Umar refused to do so and closed his door in Abu Bakr's face. So Abu Bakr went to Allah's messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, while we were with him. And Allah's messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, "This friend of yours must have quarreled with somebody. In the meantime, Umar repented and felt sorry for what he had done. So he came, greeted those who were present, and sat with the Prophet, may peace be upon him, and related the story to him. Allah's messenger, may peace be upon him, became angry, and Abu Bakr started saying, 'O Allah's messenger, may peace and blessings be upon you, by Allah, I was more at fault than Umar.' Allah's messenger, may apostle, said, 'Are you people leaving for me my companionship?' Abu Bakr, he said it again, 'Are you people leaving me my companion?' When I said, 'Oh, people, I am sent to you all,'" meaning the Prophet said, "I was sent to you all as a messenger of Allah. You said, you tell a lie. While Abu Bakr said, you have spoken the truth.'" So let me explain this a little bit clearer for you all, because I know there's a lot going on in that particular, what I just read. A quick lesson we can pull from this is that to ask forgiveness for those you have wronged, respect others, show humility, understand others' perspective, be forgiving towards others' mistakes, actions, and words. So this is the summary from what I read. I know, like I said, a lot is going on in what I just read, and so this summary kind of again sums it up about what we should be doing and what we should be looking at, and be forgiving towards others' mistakes and their actions and their words. So let me go into a little explanation of this. This idea speaks to the power of forgiveness. It tells the story of a dispute between two companions, Abu Bakr and Umar. When Umar became angry, he left angrily and closed his door in Abu Bakr's face. Despite this, Abu Bakr followed him and asked for his forgiveness. When they both went to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, to explain what happened, it was clear that even though they were both at fault in some way, it was important for them to forgive each other as Allah has commanded us all to do so in the Quran. Even though we may be hurt by someone else's actions or words, it is important that we forgive them, as this will bring us closer together as a community and help us build strong relationships with one another based on mutual respect and understanding. And so, my beautiful students, hopefully you got something from this, because in Islam, we do get angry with each other or upset with each other. We get into disputes. Okay, this happened. It's human nature. It's happened. It happens. But the thing is, what do we do after that? After actions are hurt us, a mistake hurt us, or words hurt us, then what do we do after that? We are not allowed in Islam to be mad at a person for more than 3 days. After that, we're wrong. And the one that goes to the other and apologize, they got into dispute, or we go, say you and I got into dispute, and whoever goes to the other first, they become the better person between the two of us. And so I'm saying to my beautiful students, to please, if you get into a dispute with anyone, friend or someone who might not necessarily be as close as some of your friends, and you go to them and you ask for forgiveness and ask them to forgive you. You don't like their actions. You don't like their words. You don't like their mistake. But you ask them for forgiveness for what you've done, for your shortcomings. Because it's going to be a day where we're going to be before our Creator, thinking that we're on our way to paradise, where we have this long line of people. We recognize them, but we don't know why they're there. We're thinking we're on our way to paradise, and each one of those people, in some way, we wronged them. And so they're there to collect. And they're collecting how? They're collecting by taking some of our good deeds. And then when we run out of good deeds, their bad deeds start piling up on us. And we start taking their bad deeds until they have been satisfied for any wrong that we've done. And so, my beautiful students, before that happens, before that day comes, and then we ask Allah for forgiveness. We ask the individual for forgiveness, so they don't take anything from us on a day of judgment. And we don't want to get in a situation where someone is angry for us, or we angry at somebody for days and days. And sometimes people get angry at someone and they hold on to it for weeks and months and maybe years at a time. At some point you have to let it go, because it eats you up. It takes up more time and more energy to keep from saying something to the individual or being mad at the individual. When you see the individual that you're mad at, you look one way and they look another way. You all don't want to say anything to the other person. And this is not right that we should ask for forgiveness, seek forgiveness, or go to the person and say, you know, look, I was wrong. Please forgive me. You try your best not to do the act at from the beginning, with some words or some action or something like that that you're going to do that's going to really hurt the individual or some mistake that you make. So you ask the person to please forgive you. So you have to face them on the day of judgment and they take from you and give you their bad deeds. So my beautiful students, please, there's a lot of power in forgiveness. And so you ask for forgiveness as a law to forgive you, as the individual can forgive you. If you've been holding something in for weeks or for years or for days or whatever, for months, let it go. Ask the person to forgive you. Yes, or you made a mistake and let it go, and then move on. If they don't forgive you, then that's on them. That's not on you. That's on them to decide, no, I'm not going to forgive you. Okay, then, the angels wrote down that I asked for your forgiveness, and you refused to give it to me. All right, then that's all you can do. You say it, and you mean it, and they know if you mean it or not, because you know it too, but by the way you say it. But my beautiful students, please, it's time to put things aside, and ask for forgiveness from the individual. And as it says in the explanation, is that even though we may be hurt by someone else's actions or words, it is important that we forgive them, as this will bring us closer together as a community and help us build strong relationships with one another based on mutual respect and understanding. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.